itself.
Let me question you about that, mm-hmm. because the bin Laden raid was completely briefed for 11 months. And in fact, in the 48 hours prior to the raid, was briefed to the top leaders.
It was not. The bin Laden raid was the only other time we haven't briefed Congress actually on an operation.
In fact, that was claimed initially mm-hmm. by Tom Donilon, in fact, in a conference with me a week ago. Mm-hmm. But since that time, Mike Morrell says that it was completely briefed. He was acting CIA director. And in contemporaneous mm-hmm. time frame, I talked to a Senate chairman the day after the raid, and he said, I'm so sorry I couldn't talk to you that mm-hmm. Sunday. We were together. It was briefed.
Well, I was CIA spokesperson then, if you remember.
I know.
And I think it's the same. What we're talking about with Bergdahl is in somewhat the same as bin Laden. The architecture of what this might look like, including in the Bergdahl case, was briefed to Congress, including who the five would be, including what the swap would look like. That was fully briefed to Congress. But the specific operational details about when the swap would happen for operational security, as was the case with bin Laden, were not briefed prior to the operation, because we believed that was a necessity.
I don't want to argue the point, because we haven't discussed this before, and I don't want to put
but it's my job to be put on the spot.
On Sunday afternoon of bin Laden, before it was announced, I was standing next to a Senate chair who said, I have to go, and later said to me, the next day said to me, mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, but I was being told about the raid, and I didn't want to risk standing next to reporters like yourself. It was briefed to Senate leaders. I know this from Dianne Feinstein. I know this from Mike Rogers.
Well, we can recreate history on bin Laden, but when it comes to Bergdahl, which is, I think, what's most important today, the architecture of this entire swap had been briefed and, quite frankly, was discussed publicly.
But it was discussed. It was briefed back in 2011, in fact.
And 2012 and 2013.
And they mm-hmm. leaders, in a bipartisan way, said, don't do it. Don't trade these five. So mm-hmm. the administration knew that they would be getting objections in advance. Is that why they didn't tell them?
Not at all. It was entirely for operational security reasons. Look, we were aware of different points of view people had on this, but a few points on these five men and re-engagement with the fight. Under this administration, we have put in place very stringent processes to determine that we can sufficiently mitigate the risk that terrorists, if they, the possibility that these gentlemen will go back to the battlefield. It's not about trusting Gutter entirely. Obviously, we believe that they will uphold their end of the deal here. But as Secretary Kerry, my boss, said, we have a number of ways of keeping tabs on these guys once they're transferred. And under those rules we put in place, the very stringent rules, the reengagement rate for Guantanamo transfers has dropped significantly from 18.6% in the Bush administration to 6% in this administration. So we believe that what we've put in place does help prevent Guantanamo detainees from returning to the fight.